Game 2 of 3 between the Rangers and Nationals. We'll take it to the bottom of the 6th. Adam Lind at the plate.
With a couple of games in left and 2 as a DH in interleague. 0-1 on the pitch. Swung on and a high drive hit the center field and deep. The Shields is going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. It is gone. Adam Lind has gone deep against the Rangers again. One ball, one strike. Clever working in short sleeves. Kicks and delivers, and there's a swing and a high drive to center field, hit well. Taylor going back, he's still going, and that ball is history. About 4 rows up into the bleachers in right center field, Shin-Soo Choo with his 8th of the year. One ball and one strike. Here's the pitch, a swing and a long drive to right field. Harper going back, at the wall, it is off the wall. Rounding third is Elvis, he's heading to the plate. Here's the throw, it's late, and the Rangers have tied it up. One ball, two strikes. The pitch to Chirinos. Swung on, fly ball, right field, pretty deep. Harper back. He makes the catch. Here comes Cosma. Here comes the throw to the plate. Cosma the slide, and he's safe, and the Rangers lead.
Oh, wow. I can't believe they're doing that.
They're reversing the call.
I can't believe they're doing that.
Fly ball to left field. Back goes Goodwin. He's still going back. He's on the track. He's at the wall. He leaps, and it's gone. That ball is history, a 3-run homer for Robinson Chirinos.
Rangers would take this one 6-3 in 11 innings. Martin Perez goes 5 innings, 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 5. Gio Gonzalez just 1 run on 3 hits, 9 strikeouts. Jeff Banister and the Rangers able to pull it off against the Nationals on Saturdays as they win 6-3 in 11 innings. Here's what Banister had to say.
Well, that's a team that I know. These are the guys that... Look, I think in the post-game interview, Delino talked about it, just how these guys play for each other, stay engaged. They grind the whole game. And to have a guy like Chirinos, who was 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts coming up at the last inning there to hit a big home run for us, Joey Gallo coming off the bench to get on base with 2 outs with a double. But just a all-around good game by everybody, starting with Martin Perez. I thought it was a nice bounce-back game for Martin and how he pitched. Good lively fastball, change-up mix today. Enough breaking balls to keep him off balance.
Not only Martin, but Alex Claudio, Keone Kella. I mean, there were a lot of guys that contributed on the mound. What did you think of not only Martin, but your bullpen as well?
Well, absolutely. Look, we'll start with Jeremy Jeffers coming in and getting 3 outs for us. I know Tony got nicked with a home run there, but was able to get some outs for us. And then Claudio in a situation there with the runner at second base, and then to get an out and then record the last 2 outs, the runner at third base with a scoring, and then Key coming in with the 4 strikeouts, huge. Felt like that with no Bush available to us, when we brought Claudio with Key in, we knew we were pretty much all in, with the exception of some of the long guys out there in that bullpen. But Key stepped up big with the 4 punch outs for us.
To be able to come in here and win your first 2 games on a very difficult road trip, but especially here in Washington, D.C., things just feel a little bit different around here, like y'all could be building some momentum.
Well, it sure feels like that. Well, we got to continue that. Momentum is only good if you continue to keep it going. But feel like that. Good. This is the type of baseball that these guys play. They stay engaged. We've had some tough things happen to us throughout the year, but these are 2 good games to build some momentum on.
Robinson Chirinos would break a 3-3 tie in the 11th with a 3-run homer. The Rangers would go on to win 6-3. Here's what Chirinos had to say.
I'm just trying to help the team win. I've been fortunate like during the year to have good game when I'm in the lineup. So, this is the team like never get bored. Even like things not going like the way we want right now, but still, we came in the 9th inning, tied that game, and we came off winning the game today. So it was really, really big win for us today.
We thought you had the go-ahead run there. Then they called Cosma out. Then they walked Nomar in front of you. You made him pay. Does that kind of challenge excite you?
Yeah, it give you a little excitement. I think what you're saying, the 9th inning, I thought it was far enough to get a go-ahead run. But, Harper made really nice throw to home play. When I went next time, I was like, I have another chance to come here for my team and put a run in the board. Thank God I did, and we came up winning the game.
Of course, everybody knows a season has its ups and downs, more downs lately, but you guys can put a streak together.
to go ahead and win this series in the first two games, what can that do for you guys?
Awesome. I mean, it's what you say. It's not been easy, but I always saying to the guys, know how you start, it's how you finish. This is the team that's been through a lot the last 2 years. We know what we need to do to win games, and we're just going to come tomorrow and try to win the series tomorrow.
Series wraps up on Sunday. Austin Bibbins-Dirks will take the hill for the Rangers. He'll square off against Max Scherzer.